Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol Myers, the makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile with Betty Hutton, currently co-starring in the Paramount picture Let's Face It, Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian, Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, the Sportsman, yours truly, Harry Bonzel, and starring Eddie Cantor!
Thank you, Harry Bonzel, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Harry, I tell you, I'm all in. From looking, I have no place to... The housing. Oh, the housing problem, Harry. It's really some... When Horace Greeley said, go west, young man, go west, everybody in the east must have believed him and moved into Los Angeles. Can't find a place.
Not everybody, Eddie.
Look at Harry. Today I bumped into a woman I know, and I've never seen anyone so happy. I found out she just won a divorce from her husband and was awarded the custody of their three-room apartment. their two children are now for sale in Bullock's basement.
Well, wait a minute. Was her husband able to find another place to live?
Oh, yes, Harry. He found a place.
Oh, he did.
But as soon as he moved in, four men came in and started unpacking their luggage. The fellow says, wait a minute. There's no vacancy here. They said, there will be tomorrow. We're your draft board.
Well, Eddie, even if you do find a place, the transportation is so bad you can't get to it.
That I know, Harry. This morning I saw Don Wilson walking to his home in bathing trunks.
Oh, how did he look?
Sorry, I am not allowed to reveal droop movements.
Eddie, how do you manage to get transportation to your house in Beverly Hills?
Well, sometimes I can't do it. Can't get a cab, can't get a bus, you can't do it, Harry. Yesterday I got stuck and had to take a room in a hotel, and it was awful, Harry Bonzel, it was awful.
It was.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened by a midget snoring in my bathtub, Harry.
No.
Yes, I called the desk and said I just found a midget sleeping in my bathtub. The clerk said he must have pulled the plug out. There's supposed to be two of them.
The way you talk, nobody can find a place to sleep.
They can't, Harry. Would you believe it? During the night, a burglar broke into my bedroom, and all he took was a half-hour nap. That's all he wanted, Harry. He really did, Harry.
That's
he did.
No.
Honest, Harry, he crawled right into bed with me. I couldn't understand why he did it until he told me his story. This burglar, he looked at me sadly, and he said, you ask me why I have to sleep with you, Kenner? I'll tell you. Kenner! I wasn't always like this. I once had a cozy place to sleep, a home. Alcatraz. One night, there I am in my homey cell, heating my tootsies by the warm glow of the electric chair and reading my new draft classification, 5F, meaning I'm a pre-Pearl Harbor pickpocket. I'm sitting pretty with a life sentence. My housing problem solved. When suddenly, it happens. My cell door swings open. The warden slips me an envelope. My hands tremble. I didn't dream such a tragic thing could happen. But there it is, from the governor. My pardon. I'm homeless, cast out of my beloved Alcatraz, my cozy cell. So what can I do? I'm walking the streets, from hotel to hotel, from house to house, but it's always the same.
No vacancy.
No vacancy. Sorry, no rooms. Try the plaza.
No vacancy.
I'm going mad. I'm desperate. It's midnight. I break into a bank. Give me the lock and open the door to the vault. It's filled to the brim with money. No room to sleep. So out I go. Every day I'm calling the warden in Alcatraz. And every day it's the same answer.
No vacancy.
No vacancy.
Sorry. Try Leavenworth.
So I'm dropping a slug in the phone. I'm calling Leavenworth. And what do I hear?
Have you a reservation?
No reservation.
Sorry.
I'm licked. With a heavy heart, I'm standing at the bay. And I'm looking out to old Alcatraz. My brain harks back to my old cell and its memories. On the west wall is hanging a picture of Dad. Hanging. And on the east wall, a painting of Mom with a head sticking out of the patrol wagon window, waving both handcuffs at me. As I'm staring into the blue waters of the bay, I long for Alcatraz. I gotta risk it. Somehow I gotta sneak back in. Into the water I dive. I'm swimming expertly with those same swift strokes that won me the gold cup on the Sing Sing Water Polo Team 28. Stroke by stroke, I'm getting closer to my goal. It looks like I'm a cinch to make it when suddenly I see shadowy figures marching along the wall. The guards!
A man, he's trying to break in!
I'm plugged. So I struggle back to land. I'm dying fast, and I gotta make plans. With a superhuman effort, I pulled myself up to the phone. Calls Woodlawn Cemetery, and the voice says...
Sorry, no vacancy.
So the burglar says to me, and that, Candor, that's why I have to sleep with you.
That's a marvelous story, but if a burglar has to sleep with you, the housing problem must be bad.
Well, it's so bad, Harry, I had to rent the second floor of my house to Betty Hutton.
Betty Hutton?
Yeah.
Betty Hutton? Yeah. Oh, she's that gal that sings that... He says murder, he says. Every time he says murder, he says. He says murder, he says.
Harry.
Isn't that impossible?
Harry. What are you laughing at?
Murder, ain't it?
It certainly is. I hear too much of that around my house. That's why I'm sorry I ever rented it to Betty Hutton.
You rented it?
The noise she makes drives me crazy. Still, I can't throw her out.
Why not? Why can't you throw her out? What are you, a man or a mouse? Are you going to let Betty Hutton have her way just because she has pretty blonde hair, gorgeous blue eyes, beautiful lips, lovely neck, love... No wonder you let her have it.
Well, I'm not going to anymore. You've made up my mind for me. We're going to get a taxi cab and tell Betty Hutton to clear out.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Oh, Cookie.
Yes, master.
Cookie, take care of things, will you?
Yes, master. Oh, Nora! Nora Martin!
Oh, I'm sorry, Cookie. You know, I was reading this letter from my boyfriend overseas. I guess he hasn't received any of my letters yet. And he doesn't understand.
Doesn't understand what?
Well, I'll read it for you. It says, Dear Nora, have you forgotten how to write? Or are you too busy, dating day and night? Did I get out of your mind? When I got out of sight, here's what you've got me singing by the dawn's early light. I'm going to buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. Oh, I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real girl lovingly.
Made up, Harry. As soon as we get to my house, I'm going to tell Betty Hutton to get out. Hurry it up, will you, driver?
Right. Hey, mister, can't
Maybe you can use some of my material on your program, Mick. I write poems.
Poems?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear one of them.
Okay. There was an old lady who lived in a shoe. Where else could she find a vacancy?
All right, driver, have you got any more?
Oh, I'm loaded with them. Listen to this one. There was an old lady who couldn't live in a shoe. No 18 coupon.
Don't encourage them, Harry. Well, they sound all right. But
Jack and Jill went up the hill. Where did they get the gas?
Look, that's enough, driver. Your poems don't rhyme. They don't make sense. They got to do both, like this. If you feel low and out of thoughts, don't mope, don't be a fretter. Just drink some sal hepatica, and faster, you'll feel better.
Say, that's a good idea.
Yes, that's a very good idea. Whenever you feel under the weather due to the need of a laxative. Because sal hepatica brings speedy, gentle relief, usually within an hour. Which means you no longer have to put off till night taking the laxative you need in the morning. And as a consequence, risk feeling miserable the rest of the day. And this famous saline has another welcome advantage.
Sparkling sal hepatica also helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight, or first thing tomorrow, get sal hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this, caution, use only as directed. Then any time you need a laxative, whether morning, noon, or night, see if you don't feel better faster when you take gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
This is it, Harry.
Yeah.
Betty Hutton occupies this whole second floor of my house, and I gotta get her out.
Well, she'll go, Eddie, but you must be firm.
Yes, I must make up my mind. When I'm with Betty Hutton, will I be strong or weak? Will I feel like a man or a mouse?
You'll feel like a wolf and stop arguing with yourself.
Well, wait a minute, Harry. I better ask my butler if she's alone. George.
Yes,
George,
sir.
Anybody in Miss Hutton's living room?
Just a few fellows from the air corps, sir. Look, they're coming out now.
A few fellows? If just those guys get to MacArthur, the Japs are through. George, you think it's all right for me to go in now?
I don't know, sir. Miss Hutton still has company.
Company? Who?
Coming right up.
Company? That's Company B.
Eddie, now wait a minute. Don't lose your nerve here. Go in there and tell Betty Hutton to get out of your house.
Don't worry. Nothing can stop her. The Marines. First on land, first on sea, and last out of Betty Hutton's apartment.
Well, now, what are you waiting for, Eddie? You can go in now.
What, and get stepped on by the cavalry?
No, don't be a weakling. If you want her to get out of your house, go in there and assert yourself. Now, go ahead, knock at the door.
Betty Hutton! Sure it's all right without a uniform? Maybe I should call my...
I had a delightful evening here at your house, Antine. I did the rumba with a Marine.
Yes, that I know. But when I left here this morning, this house was on the other side of Wilshire Boulevard. Betty, I made a mistake in renting you this place. I want you to clear out, understand? You better be out of here before I count five. One.
Oh, Eddie, you're so cute.
Two.
I just love to run my fingers through your hair.
Two and a half.
Oh. Why is Eddie Woody so angry with Betty Woody?
Three. Two and seven eighths. Two and two fifths.
Oh, Eddie, all the figures mixing you up.
No, just one. Those servicemen are lucky to be able to dance with you, Betty. They get all the beautiful stars. Every night at the canteen, they dance with Lana Turner and Dorothy L'Amour and Betty Grable.
Well, Eddie, didn't you dance with a movie star last night?
Yes, but our Wallace Beery is so clumsy. I'm only fooling, Betty. I do all right. You should see the girls run after me.
Run after you? The kind you get can't even stand up.
Hey, Eddie. Didn't you get rid of Betty Hutton yet?
Well, how could I? Haven't you heard what's been going on?
Well, I heard nothing. All I know, she's still here. I see I'll have to take matters in my own hands.
Oh, lucky to get a tenant for this house. It isn't perfect, you know.
Why, what's wrong with this house?
Well, for one thing, the gas doesn't work. How can I get hot water for my bath?
Listen, sister, if you turn on the water in the bathtub and it doesn't start boiling, gas won't help.
The only thing I like about this place is the exercise I get in your victory garden. Every morning I go down and pull on the same radish. I pull and I pull.
Well, why do you have to keep pulling?
The gopher won't let go.
What gopher? That's Rochester. He sleeps in the cellar.
Eddie, it's really fun. I always work in the garden in my bathing suit.
Yes, I've seen you. And I envy those potatoes with all those eyes.
Look who needs more eyes.
Betty, we've stalled long enough. I'm a tired man. You simply have to leave my house. I'm a very tired man.
Oh, please, Eddie Weddy. If you let me stay a while, we can sit and hold hands. And...
No, no.
You must be tired.
Quit stalling, Betty. Pack up your things and go.
Okay, okay. But you're getting tough with the wrong girl, and you'll regret it. Before I go, I'll tell you a story about myself.
Sorry?
Right now, I'm known as Betty Hutton. But back in Texas, I was known by another name. Someone you've heard a lot about. Did you see the first thing I packed in my bag?
A pistol. You're not...
That's right. Pistol packing mama.
Presenting the unrevealed past of Betty Hutton, alias Pistol Packin' Mama. The scene opens outside of Pistol Packin' Mama's saloon, where, leading his brave posse, we find Sheriff Hoot Kanter. Sheriff Hoot Kanter, the toughest hombre ever to ride a horse, side saddle.
Well, men, there may be rustlers in that bar, but they don't scare me. Let's go in for a couple of shots. That's enough, let's get out.
Wait, Sheriff. Pistol packing mama shooting up the place again.
Oh, yeah? I reckon I'll have to talk to the gal. Listen, mama.
What do you want, Grandpa?
Be careful, gal. I got an itchy finger, and my hand just naturally slips to my hips.
Why?
My hips itchy, too.
You ain't no match for me, Sheriff. I'm a sharpshooter. Look, I'll aim my pistol and shoot the head right off that glass of beer. Wrong head.
Oh, well, that fella can't take it. That's the third time you shot him behind the ears this week.
Yeah, last night when he went into the gambling room, somebody tried to roll his head down the bowling alley. Oh!
Well, what do you think? I want to talk. He's the roughest name I ever. I want to talk to you all about your gambling room. I got a look at it last night, and it's crooked. Two of your pinball machines were tilting the customers.
It ain't so. My customers are naturally tilted. Sit down and rest your weary bones.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm powerful pleased to rest a spell. My head is killing me in this 9-gallon hat.
I thought you had a 10-gallon hat.
The honoration board cut me another gallon this week. How about a beer?
No, thanks. I've been drinking too much beer lately. Every time I cry, the tears come out with a head on them. Say, did you hear anything new about the cattle rustler, Hopalong Harrington?
I got a tip he's coming here tonight, and I want you to help me catch him. Here's a description of him. Blue eyes, blonde hair, 6'2", and broad-shouldered.
Okay, Sheriff. If I see him today, I'll turn him over to you the first thing tomorrow. Say, Sheriff. How can you be sure Hopalong Harrington won't come here tonight?
I'm using you as a decoy. The only thing he can't resist is your singing, gal. Because your voice reminds him of his mammy. Want you to sing, gal. Sing well, too.
I broke my watch the other night. I broke my watch because I wound it too tight. Broke my watch round 9:15. So I took it round the corner to a friend of mine. Well, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. Don't know how he does it, but he does it. The daddy, daddy watchmaker at the jewelry store. Ooh, I don't know how he shook it, but he shook it. I don't know how he shook it, but he shook it. Don't know how he shook it, but he shook it. He's got it on the beam steadier than ever before. Oh, look at the old man go. He's 103 and that's no lie. Oh, look at the old man go. When he raises that glance up to his eye. Well, I don't know how he does that, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. Don't know how, but him does it. The fuddy duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store. Look at the old man go. He's 103 and maybe more. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. The fuddy duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store.
Mama, what are you doing at the window?
My singing works. I just saw Hopalong Harrington, the cattle rustler. He was stealing a herd of cows.
How many cows were there? Did you count the heads?
I couldn't. They were facing the other way.
Well, he's probably hiding out by now. I wish I could find him.
The Indians might know where he's hiding out. Let's ask that Indian over there.
Okay. How do you, Chief? Oh, you must be kidding. What's that in the basket on your back, papoose?
No. Lockheed Welder. Him pay me buck a night to sleep there.
Chief, we're looking for a cattle rustler. Can you help us out?
No.
Oh, he doesn't know anything. He can't help us find the man we want.
Listen, squaw. When you say that, smile.
Why?
Because with an attractive smile like yours, you won't have to look for a man. He'll look for you.
No, talking sense. Everyone knows how much an attractive smile can add to a person's looks and charm.
Yes, but everyone doesn't know how much an attractive smile depends on firm, healthy gums. That's why, like so many dentists, we suggest the faithful use of iPana toothpaste and gum massage. Because iPana toothpaste is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, is especially designed to help stimulate and strengthen gums. It's easy to understand, then, why so many men and women who really care about their smiles follow this simple, healthful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with iPana toothpaste, and every time you do, put a little extra iPana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
So, for firmer gums, brighter teeth, and naturally a more attractive smile, decide now to massage with iPana toothpaste.
Sheriff, Sheriff, I just saw Hopalong Harrington.
A cattle rustler? Are you sure it's him?
Well, he's got eyes of blue, and he's 6'2", and a handsome buckaroo.
How do you do?
Hey, who are you?
Who are you?
Oh, you hop along Harrington, eh?
That's me, Pistol Packin' Papa. Well, gal, the jug's up. Excuse me. I reckon I got you covered, Pistol Packer Mama. Turn around and face that wall. That's it. Now, if you make a single move...
Yeah?
I'll appreciate it.
Watch your step, Hopalong. The gal's a killer, and you're afraid of her.
Don't say that. That don't say. If she's packing a gun... So I'm packing two guns.
I'm packing three guns.
So I'm packing.
You call yourself a cowboy?
I am Dad the Boy. Every day I'm riding through the hills bareback.
Why do you ride bareback?
Can't get my laundry.
Well, as sheriff, I'm going to arrest you.
Just try it. You'll never take me alive.
Why not?
I'm living.
Why, you've got a criminal record a mile long, Hopalong.
But always I am innocent. In Mexico, the sheriff tried to kill me just for taking a girl away from the border.
Why?
He was the border.
But you got away,
after a struggle. It was a nip-and-tug battle. Suddenly, I'm sitting on a cactus. That's very funny, very funny.
What's funny about sitting on a cactus?
All those points is till I can't get butter.
You stall long enough, Hopalong. I'm going to fight you a duel.
You may take out your guns. You may reach for your daggers. But you'll never take my blood on your hands.
Why not?
Who's got blood?
I'll referee the duel, Hopalong. One of you is going to die. Are your guns drawn?
Right.
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 All right. Both of you stand back to back. That's right.
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 Now that you're standing back to back, walk 10 paces. Hopalong, why aren't you walking?
Oh, this is so much more fun.
Betty Hutton, you've been wonderful to stand for all this foolishness tonight. We very seldom do this, but at your request, Nora Martin and I are going to repeat a song we did last week. Put your arms around me, honey cookie. Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight.
Huddle up and cuddle up with all your might.
Oh, oh, won't you roll those eyes?
Eyes that I just got alive.
When you look at me, my heart begins to float.
Then it starts a rocking like a motorboat.
Oh, oh, I never knew any girl like you.
Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. Huddle up and cuddle up with all your might.
Oh, oh, won't you roll those eyes? I decide a lie.
When you look at me, my heart begins to float. Then it starts a rocking like a motorboat.
Oh, oh, I never knew any girl like you.